Unit 4, page 38, exercise 2.
Christopher Columbus, hero or villain? Christopher Columbus was a famous Italian explorer. Some people say he discovered the Americas, but was he a brave explorer or a greedy invader? A skilled navigator or a reckless adventurer? Two historians, Professor Anna Craig and Dr. Guillermo Delgado, give their point of view.
Imagine coming from a poor family in 15th century Europe. You start working on boats when you are only 10 years old to earn money and help at home. Life is difficult, but you're determined to succeed. And eventually, you become one of the best navigators in the world. This is the real Christopher Columbus, a courageous, ambitious character who, in 1492, set off on a dangerous journey to an unknown world. Columbus wanted to find a new and faster route to India by traveling west. In 1492, he sailed west without a map, trusting his instincts. It was a brave thing to do. And, although he didn't find a new route to India, he did find the Americas and the Caribbean. He started the colonization of the Western Hemisphere and the great exchange of ideas and cultures. It was an amazing achievement. Sadly, some people don't recognize this achievement. They criticize Columbus for his cruel treatment of native people. Columbus enslaved people who had been disloyal or fought against him. Slavery is clearly immoral, but in the 15th century, it was an accepted part of life. Columbus was simply a man of his times. In short, Columbus built a bridge between the old and new worlds, creating an exchange of cultures and ideas. Thanks to Columbus, a new modern age began, changing the world forever. This is why he is a hero.
Christopher Columbus has been called a hero for centuries. People have named cities and even a country after him, and many places still celebrate Columbus Day. But the achievements of Christopher Columbus are often misunderstood. Is he really the hero people think he is? First, it's inaccurate to say that Columbus discovered the Americas. In 1492, there were already millions of people living there. In addition, the first European had arrived there 500 years earlier. His name was Leif Erikson. Second, Columbus's voyage was about economics, not exploration. He wanted wealth and power. He worked for the King and Queen of Spain, who gave him 10% of any precious metals and objects he found. But Columbus found little gold or silver in the Americas, so he decided to make money another way, by ruthlessly making native people slaves. Finally, Columbus started an exchange of people, animals, and plants between the old and new worlds. The old world benefited greatly from this exchange, but new, unfamiliar diseases killed millions of people in the new world. In my opinion, Columbus isn't a hero. He was mean and self-interested and helped destroy native cultures in the Americas. If you celebrate Columbus Day, you're celebrating a villain.